We celebrate Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed.
Hallelujah. Title of our message this morning is Fuzzy Matson's Easter. It's a story sermon, so if you're looking for an outline in your bulletin, as is our usual custom, you won't find it today. But in, with, and under this story is a message from God for each of us. It's based on John chapter 20, these verses. Let me read them for you. Now, Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." After 8 days, Jesus came. The doors being shut, he stood in their midst, and he said to them, "Peace be unto you." Then he said to Thomas, "Reach your hand here. Put your finger into my hands. Reach your hand here. Put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe." And Thomas answered to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Thomas, because you have seen me, you believe. But blessed are those who have not yet seen and yet believe." Again, our sermon title, Fuzzy Matson's Easter. It was about 10 p.m. on the Thursday night of Holy Week when Betty Harris was enjoying her favorite TV program. And her husband, Pastor Sam Harris, was upstairs practicing both his Good Friday and his Easter sermons. Betty heard a noise near the back of the house, and then she heard the back door open noisily. She dashed to the kitchen, only to find a small man with a very large beard weaving his way into the room. He knocked over a chair, and he leaned on the kitchen sink. Blackie, the Harris's dog, wagged his tail and licked the man's hands. Betty edged her way to the back room and tried to sound not as frightened as she felt. "Honey, could you please come here immediately? We have a guest." By the time Pastor Harris came, he found the guest sitting at the kitchen table, looking quite confused and quite intoxicated. Blackie had his shaggy head buried in the man's lap. "Sam," Betty said, "do you know Delbert Matson?" "People call me Fuzzy," he mumbled. "I heard tell you're the preacher. You ain't lived here very long, have you?" "Just over 2.5 years, said Pastor Harris. "I'm an atheist," said Fuzzy. At that moment, Sam was more concerned about the man's sobriety and the occasion of his visit than he was the state of the man's faith. "But what brings you to our home?" Sam asked. "Well, I think I'm headed home." "Where's home?" Sam inquired. "About 1 kilometer south of the Westminster Highway, near 8 Road." "Well, you must be a neighbor of Murray Parker." "Neighbor," he said. "I'm her brother. Moved in with her 5 years ago when her husband, Milt, died. Horrible thing that was. That's another reason I ain't a believer. Why did God do such a thing to Milt? Left Marie all by herself with a big berry farm, no kids to help her. You call that fair?" And Fuzzy was shaking his finger at the pastor to make a point. Marie Parker was a small woman who sat 2 rows from the back every Sunday for worship. And Pastor noticed that Marie, Sunday after Sunday, looked awfully tired. Sam knew that she was a widow who farmed alone, but he had no idea that she lived with or even had a brother. Betty then said, "Fuzzy, I don't see a car outside. How, for goodness sakes, did you ever get here?" Fuzzy looked puzzled. "Well, I was driving my pickup when I left the boondocks. I really got myself in hot water this time. Marie is going to be ashamed of me again." Betty looked at Sam with alarm. The boondocks was the roughest tavern in town, a place where bikers and truckers did their beer drinking. It was more than 10 kilometers from their home. But rather than find out more about transportation, she said to Fuzzy, "Would you like some coffee?" And Sam spoke up and said, "We'd both like a cup." Now, Betty was real surprised because her husband, the pastor, hardly ever drank coffee. But later, when the story was told, she discovered Fuzzy didn't drink coffee either. That night, they both drank a cup of coffee for the sake of the other. As they sat around the kitchen table, Fuzzy told his story. His father died when he was 11. And all through high school and 2 years after graduation, Fuzzy worked for a local veterinarian, Doc Benson. And a year later, Fuzzy joined the military. One day, when he was on patrol with his buddy Goose, and they were riding in the Jeep, a sniper found Goose. "The day they sent Goose home in a body bag was the day I started drinking," said Fuzzy, "and I ain't quit drinking since." "You must have been frightened to death," Sam said, absorbed in his story. "I was frightened, mad as hell, and powerful lonely," said Fuzzy. "No one understood that I had lost my best friend. No one cared that I only had one good buddy and he was dead. Right then and there, I decided not to believe in God. And I haven't since." "Do you blame God for the death of Goose?" Betty asked. "I blame everybody," said Fuzzy. "As far as God's concerned, either he don't exist or he just doesn't want to get involved." For nearly an hour, Fuzzy poured out one bitter story after another. He told of employers and neighbors and friends who turned against him once he came home from the military. He was critical of everybody in his life, except for his sister Marie. When Fuzzy seemed to have a clearer head, Sam took his guest home. Marie came to the door, and when she saw her brother standing at her front door with her pastor, Marie said, "Fuzzy, every day you find a new way to embarrass me." Before Sam left that night, he offered to help Fuzzy search for his pickup truck in the morning. And at Fuzzy's request, Sam arrived at the Parker place about 7 a.m. before the traffic got too heavy. They found the pickup about 5 kilometers away from the boondocks, with the keys still in the ignition and the gas tank on empty. It was nearly 10 o'clock, Good Friday morning, by the time they gassed the pickup up and wave goodbye. That morning, as the pastor stood greeting people for the Good Friday services, Sam saw Marie come in, accompanied by a small man, freshly shaved, in a suit. It was Fuzzy. As he entered the church, Fuzzy whispered to the pastor, "Don't get your hopes up, preacher. I'm just doing this for Marie." The sermon for Good Friday was based on Jesus' words, "My God, why have you forsaken me?" Sam told the people that the cross was a place of loneliness for God who lost His only Son. The preacher said the cross is a sign of God's solidarity with all the lonely and abandoned in the world. Sin separates us from God and one another, but the cross brings us together. The cross brings us forgiveness. The cross brings us to God. Sam could see that Fuzzy was actually paying attention to these words. Triune Lutheran Church, where Sam serves, was near a local coffee shop where many members of the church gathered. And by Saturday morning, when he stopped by the coffee shop, lots of folks were there. And almost everybody there knew the story of Pastor and Betty's late Thursday night visitor. Don Teeley said, with a laugh in his voice, "Heard you had a late night visitor, Pastor." And before he left, half a dozen other people had Fuzzy Mattson stories to tell. Fuzzy was a kind and gentle man before he went into the military, but he was radically different when he came back from combat. "He just can't keep a job," Pastor, one man said. "When something goes wrong, and it always does, it's always somebody else's fault. Every time Fuzzy gets fired, he gets more bitter." One woman said, "You know, Pastor, I always thought Fuzzy ought to be a veterinarian. Animals will just lay down right in front of his feet." And Pastor smiled when he thought about the greeting that Blackie, their dog, gave drunk Fuzzy when he first met him in the kitchen a few nights before. On Easter Sunday, Fuzzy was in church again. And he went out of his way to speak to Pastor Harris. And he said to him, "An hour listening to your nonsense is a small price to pay for peace at home with my sister Marie." As the pastor told the beautiful story of Easter, he focused on the angel's message to the women. "Go tell his disciples and Peter that he will meet them in Galilee, just as he said." And the pastor went on, "Even though Peter and the disciples abandoned Jesus, deserted him and denied him, Jesus still kept his promise to them. Jesus loves every one of us, even when we turn our backs on him and deny him. He's our Savior who came to save us from ourselves and from our sin. Easter hope is even for those who deny God." Pastor could tell, for goodness sakes, Fuzzy was hanging on every word. During Holy Communion, Fuzzy sat all by himself. He was about the only person in the congregation who didn't come to the altar for communion that day. Now, Monday after Easter, as was their custom, Pastor Harris and Betty went away for a few days to have a break. But on Thursday morning, his first day back in the office, Sam saw a familiar pickup in the church parking lot. It was Fuzzy. Sam met him at the door and invited him in. But instead of entering, Sam pushed his old ball cap on the back of his head, leaned against the wall and laughed and said, "You preachers aren't used to a normal work week, eh? Work three, take off three. What a life. What a racket." Now, Sam thought about explaining to Fuzzy that he always take a few days off after Easter, but he just smiled and he let it go. Fuzzy said then more seriously, "Preacher, I knew you took aim at me last week, but it didn't work. Still don't believe. God is cruel. He lets too many good people die." Fuzzy stared at the pastor, letting the words sink in. Sam didn't wait too long to break the silence. "Don't you beat all, Fuzzy. You claim you don't believe in God, and then you get mad at Him. Seems to me you are sure burning up a lot of energy, getting angry at somebody who doesn't exist." Fuzzy squinted his eyes and rubbed his chin and looked at the pastor with a puzzled expression. Then Pastor Harris spoke softly. Fuzzy, I know that a terrible thing happened to you when you were in the military, but you've been angry at the wrong person for too many years. I wasn't taking aim at you this Good Friday, but this much I'll tell you, your heart wasn't the only one that broke when Goose was killed. You see, Fuzzy, the cross is God's way of suffering with all the murders and pains in our world. It was the murders and the pains and the sins of our world that sent Jesus to the cross. There He paid for all of our sins. But He didn't stay dead. He rose in Easter victory over sin and over death. And His empty tomb is His promise to us that the victory He won is a victory He wants to give to all of us who put our faith in Him. Every Easter, our Lord Jesus comes, as He did that first Easter with Thomas. He invites us to meet Him face to face, to put our hands in the nail wounds of His hands and feet inside, and to stop unbelieving and to believe. Neither man spoke for quite a while. Then Sam looked Fuzzy right in the eyes and said these words, "Fuzzy, I expect that someday you'll face God when you face yourself, including your drinking." Fuzzy didn't reply. He just looked the pastor in the eye, turned, put his cap on his head, walked back to his pickup truck, fired it up, and drove out of the parking lot. When Pastor Harris got home that night, he turned to his wife, Betty, and said, "Betty, I'm afraid we've seen the last of Fuzzy for quite a while." But Pastor Harris was wrong. That next Sunday, Fuzzy was in church again. The pastor preached about doubting Thomas and how the resurrected Jesus invited Thomas to touch the nail wounds in his hands and his feet and his side. The next Monday, Fuzzy was back in the pastor's office again. This time, when he was invited in, he came in and he sat down quietly. "I didn't have a very good day yesterday, Pastor," he said. "I had even a worse night. Partway through church, I figured out what was happening. It wasn't you that was taking aim at me. It was God. He looked me straight in the eye and He said, 'Fuzzy, put your hand here. Fuzzy, put your hand here. Quit doubting and believe.'" Pastor, not only did He say it once, He said it twice and then over and over again to me and to Thomas. The pastor interrupted, "Fuzzy, Thomas who?" Fuzzy laughed. "You know, Pastor, the disciple." Finally, about midnight, both of us, me and Thomas, took Him up on His offer. We stuck our hands in His feet and His side, and before you could blink, me and Thomas were on our knees, and we both said, "Jesus, my Lord and my God." The little man began to cry. And then he sobbed. And with the pastor's arm wrapped around his shoulder, Fuzzy finally looked up and said, "Pastor, I'm ready to get help. Please." The next 8 months were difficult, but fruitful for Fuzzy. 2 days after he left the pastor's office, he entered into an alcohol rehab program. He was ready to stop blaming others, including God. He was ready to listen to others, especially at the Alcoholics Anonymous meetings, which he attended faithfully every week. And then he asked Pastor a question. Holding his ball cap in his hand and wringing it and moving from one foot to the next, he looked up and said, "Pastor, Could I become a member of this church? He knew he was ready also to become a member of a loving church family that he had found at Triune Lutheran Church. Now, January and February were pretty rocky. But by March, Fuzzy was hired. He was given a brand new job as a veterinarian's assistant with a brand new vet who just opened practice in town. The young doctor was patient, and he reported steady improvement in Fuzzy's work. One Tuesday, about a year after their first encounter, Pastor Harris approached his new friend with a special request. "Fuzzy, the story of Thomas just happens to be the gospel reading for this coming Easter Sunday. I was wondering if you'd like to read it out loud in church in front of everybody." Fuzzy responded immediately, "Well, Pastor, you know, I'm not the best reader, but if you'll help me, I'll practice it. I'll get it ready. I'll tell you this, Pastor, that story of Thomas in the Bible has become my favorite in the whole Bible." "Why?" asked Pastor Harris. Fuzzy replied, "Because it's a wonderful invitation from the Lord for us to turn from doubt to faith. God knows He was patient with me to turn me from my doubt and faith. And I bet there are plenty of people that are going to be out there on Easter Sunday who need to turn their hearts from doubt to faith. Why, Pastor, I even know a few of them myself. They're my old beer-drinking buddies from the boondocks. Don't be surprised, preacher, when on Easter Sunday you see some rough-looking guy sitting with me in the front rows of church just to hear me read this gospel lesson. I especially love the part where Jesus invites old Thomas to touch his hands and his feet and put his hand where the nail marks were. Maybe this year, Pastor, somebody else will touch the wounds of our Lord's nail-print hands. And when they do, Pastor, when they do, me and Thomas will be there to keep them company." Blessed Easter, Fuzzy. Blessed Easter, one and all. Amen.